What's up, everybody? We have 10 minutes here. It's just Jimmy and Mark, actually, with you.
Yeah.
We are the guests and the hosts in this particular case. And we're going to be talking.
That feels so important.
Well, yeah, we are. I guess confidence ain't an issue over here. Okay, we're going to be talking about a topic, Mark, you brought up, which is fire starting.
So, yeah, I mean, so essentially what we got here is an easy to make or produce fire starter with things that you're likely to have around the house. I don't always do it. I'd say probably historically I haven't always carried a means to start fire, and I think that's a big mistake, and you're putting yourself at risk. I think anytime you're in the woods, particularly if you're by yourself or maybe just all the time, doesn't matter if you and I are together, it's good to be able to start a fire.
It really
could save your life in a number of situations. So, like I said, there's a lot of great fire starters out there. There's good commercial ones, but if you don't have time to get to the store, or a scenario like I was in this last spring when I shipped a bunch of hunting gear up to Alaska, and it was just missing in action, so I ended up packing a lot of last minute stuff.
Had to do a little DIY here and there.
So yeah, I actually made this in the hotel bathroom before I got on a little plane and met up with my buddies.
Well, the way you put that, it sounds like it's a bomb, maybe. Why don't you explain what's going on here? We actually are going to make a fire, too, right? Are we going to make a fire?
That's the plan. Okay. So this is our...
Suppressant.
Suppressant, yes, our extinguisher.
If you will.
Super simple. You got cotton balls and got Vaseline here. Really, any 100% petroleum jelly will work just fine. I will get my pre-made stuff. This is my kit. This is actually how I keep it in my kit. I've got my pull-out bag here, and then I've got a couple commercials, and then also my homemade ones here. So,
this is just the emergency kit in general. You got all kinds of rescue links and...
That's my oh-you-know-what bag.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right, paracord. There. Look at that.
Got my GPS in there.
This big orange blanket
thing. Space blanket, some extra cordage, like I said, my emergency beacon. This is just a prescription pill bottle, and this will come into play in just a minute. So,
all right,
grab a cotton ball.
Grab one of those, and then you're going to open up the Vaseline and just
coat it.
Soak the cotton ball in Vaseline.
Yep. You know, we've talked about this before. I know we've kind of brought this up, or I've brought this up on some other podcasts as kind of a fire starting means that I, you know, personally like and do, and gets a little messy. But the other nice thing, though, is petroleum jelly is kind of one of those dual-purpose things that's nice to have. So I've actually...
I see Ryan's going to get your paper towel.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Ryan. So we'll kind of just do that here. You can kind of...
All right.
You know, we'll add a little... You know,
those cotton balls, they're light, airy, wispy. You have a ton of... Even though it doesn't look like it, they look sort of like a, you know, one solid entity. There's a lot of surface area in there with all those individual strands of... cotton, whatever it is. I actually don't understand the makeup, probably. Someone's making fun of me right now for that. But
they make great tinder. In fact, I torched one of these off the other day without any Vaseline on it or petroleum jelly, and it actually kind of burned surprisingly long and provided quite a large flame. Like, it almost was like that magic flash paper.
Yeah.
I know you're big into magic, Jim.
Big magic guy.
So anyway, what you do after you do this, just grab your prescription pill bottle, preferably something empty, and put them right in there, and it keeps them sealed up and tight and waterproof, and off you go. So, also in this kit,
Are those things waterproof?
What?
Are those things waterproof?
I think they are. Maybe. Ish.
Ish. Ish.
I've got it double. I double up because I got it in my pull out here. So, here we go. Without further ado, you know.
One big lighter.
You could probably.
One Vaseline soaked cotton ball. Oh, yeah, you spread it out a little bit.
Yeah, you can if you want. Oh, there I go again. Ryan, what did I do? No,
covered in Vaseline once again.
Story of my life.
Jim. You got a paper towel or a towel built in to your pants.
Yeah,
it's just is the pants. Okay, cool.
Thank you, Ryan, once again.
Light it up. Now, the idea here is simply to get something going right away, obviously, and then get a fire started.
Right.
What would your next course of action be, or your next addition to this fire?
So this will burn for quite a while. We do have a smoke detector in here, so I think, Jim, I think...
Yeah, I'd say that's probably a good idea.
So
your next course of action would be to find dry, small, twigs or?
So, well, technically we've already done that. So you're going to want to, I'm kind of getting ahead of myself here, okay. But you built your little tinder box here. You've built the base of your fire. You've collected, additional,
That smells good.
Really?
Yeah. But I'm also one of those people who likes to smell like gasoline, which probably means I'm going to grow up to be a heroin addict or something.
I think you'll be fine.
Not true, by the way.
Yeah, not true. I think that's a common smell that actually a lot of people are drawn to for some reason, but, you know, don't huff. Where was I? So, yeah, Jim, so this is kind of like a post. I've gotten, you know, some additional, like, tinder-type materials. I'm not a professional fire starter, but you can, you know, small twigs, you know, heck, a bird's nest, anything that's dry, light, voluminous, and is going to start on fire easier. And then obviously you're going to want to stage some bigger pieces of wood nearby as well. But so this is just to provide that initial flame and keep it going to make sure that the stuff that you're trying to actually burn catches fire, and then, you know, you're hopefully on your way. So
have you lit this up when it's been a little bit damp? Like if you've been outside and you just have kind of one of those damp mornings or something, or and it still works, I'd have to imagine then it's fine. Because, you know, I mean, you put Vaseline on your hands or whatever, and then you get it wet, or you have Vaseline somewhere. Just anytime you have something like that, that kind of greasy sort of compound, water doesn't necessarily mix with it super great.
Right, yeah. I mean, I think you literally have oil and water.
Whereas you try to light a cotton ball on fire when the cotton ball itself is just soaked.
Right.
Probably not going to work very well.
I have not tried that, but I would assume.
I haven't either, but I would have to assume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because really what's, you know, obviously the cotton balls here is burning as well, but what's going to give you that continuous burn is it's obviously burning the petroleum fuel. But, we're talking about the dual purpose thing. So, I mean, obviously, that you mentioned your hands, right? So when you're out hunting, depending on the climate, yeah, your hands can get dry. I've dipped into that before, you know, and just rubbed a little bit on my hands, you know, from my fire starting kit.
That is something that happens to other people.
Yes.
Too. Okay.
Yes.
Because I know you and I have some of the worst hands on the planet.
Yeah. Not to get into our derm issues, but yeah. So we are unfortunately stricken with some sort of whatever. Anyway, moving along now.
Helps too, though. I mean, if you have your nose exposed, if you're using a face mask and you're trying not to have your nose covered up, because if you have your nose covered up, then it winds up making your optics and your glasses fog up when you breathe out and, you know, all that stuff. Your nose is exposed. Put a little Vaseline on the end of that and then it won't dry out or get all cracked.
Yeah, hands, nose, lips, really anything you need a moisturizer.
There's something to be said. There's something to be said being somebody who has had many, like, small little cracks open on my hands or I've had it on my nose. So I got windburn before. That's awful. Mm-hmm. Windburn is atrocious. And I'm not even just talking about, like, I remember it looked pretty bad on my face afterwards, but it also just hurts really bad.
Yep.
There's something to be said about just being comfortable when you're outside and having to be outside for an extended period of time.
Oh, it's the little things.
It is.
Little things are big things.
They're big things. Even those little splits and all that stuff can get infected and all that. But when you're trying to grab stuff and whatnot, or you're trying to move around, it's always painful.
Field dress an animal, like you said, grab something, you know, even like, oh, you know, I need to pull some rope or whatever. Being able to, I guess, soothe that type of stuff is always always a plus. But
so we've done a few of these 10-minute talks on just cheap things to bring with you in the field, and Vaseline and cotton balls is definitely one of them. As you've seen, we've made fire and it'll soothe.
Right.
It'll soothe your dry skin.
And like we said, this is all stuff that you're likely to have around your house, I guess. And I know we went over the steps, but to recap, if you weren't, you know, watching on YouTube, but I suggest you watch on YouTube: cotton balls, Vaseline/petroleum jelly. Coat the cotton ball in that stuff, put it in a prescription pill bottle. It's a nice, essentially free if you've ever had a prescription, and fits nicely in your kit. Keep your lighter with it, and you're ready to go.
Boom. All right. Look at that. Did it with 12 seconds to spare.
Easy day.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And what's your little fire starter trick? You got any other ones other than this? We'd be curious to hear it. Let us know.
Thanks. Bye.